Hello everyone, Agape here with a new episode. I've been listening to the Lord, reading a lot lately, and there's a few things that jumped out to me, and I just figured it wouldn't be right if I held it all to myself. So let's just jump into it. What's up, everybody? I actually missed you all. I don't know if y'all missed me, but who knows? But either way, I'm glad to be back and sharing some things that's been placed in my heart. I think this topic is a really, really good topic. So it'll be fun to pick you guys' brains to see, what you guys think about it and what your views on this verse, and if you ever even came across it yourself. But before we get into that, I just want to, check in with everyone. The way I check in with people is I just pretty much like to see, where you're at mentally. I feel like every day we go up to people and we say, how are you feeling, or how are you? And we get the, same nonchalant, the same average response of I'm doing fine, or I'm okay, or I'm good, stuff like that, right? But it doesn't really tell us how people actually feel or where they're at. So I go around and I usually try to ask people, how's your mental state? What's going on, within your mind? Like, is your mental health okay? And I usually go from there, because I feel like, and I noticed this with my youth group that, my church have. I usually ask them, how are they? And I always get those answers. But then I say, give me a scale. It's going to 1 to 10. What is fine to you? And it hit me when one of the youth said that they are a 2. They said fine to them was a 2 on a scale to 10. And that's when I realized, people are telling me these answers, but in my mind, I'm assuming that fine is at least like a 7, at least a 7. But on her scale, it was a 2. So with that being said, how are you feeling? Where's your mind at? How's your mental health? And are you okay? So if you're not okay and you would need, some prayers or things like that, you can always, get in contact with me, and I am willing to pray for you. I'll pray for you, and I'll even bring it across my church at the church. So, with that being said, I'm sorry for this long introduction, but, I'm going to start checking in with you all to make sure you're all right. One thing that does help me, I did realize that whenever a lot is going on, if I just stop doing everything I'm doing, stop thinking about everything for just a moment, and if I just focus on breathing, taking a deep breath in and taking a deep breath out, it just, it just calms me, and I know that it can do a lot for you guys as well. All right, so that's enough for the check-in. Let's get into our topic. And the topic of today is... Alright, everyone, so the topic for today is the Word of God, okay? Now, specifically, seeing the Word as the Word of God instead of the Word of men, alright? Now, I've talked to so many people during our door-to-door ministry that me and my pastor does, and I just, just talking to people on a every day-to-day basis and things like that. And one of the common confusions is, or the issues that get brought up is that, the Bible was written by men, right? And I even hear arguments saying, they can't believe in the Bible because men wrote the Bible, right? Which is true. The Bible has many different authors who wrote these books, but they all were influenced by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was what guided them when writing this. And through that, you can see how all of the books from all the different artists or writers, they all are in unison. And they all, you know, support one another and all point to the same Messiah. And even though it was, of course, over all of these years, you know, even the prophecies in the Old Testament came true and things like that. And it's still coming true to this day. So you can see that it was put together by a force that's outside of men. But for some reason, we have this lens that blocks us from seeing the Word of God as the Word of God, like words that were given to us by God. But instead, we see it as word of men. Now, the verse that we're coming from is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Okay. Now here you can see, I believe it was Paul. Paul is talking to the Thessalonians. And he's saying, you know, we thank you without ceasing because you perceive and you receive the word of God as the word of God and not the word of men, right? So we can already see that there's an issue with people looking at it as if this is the word of men. Now, let me tell y'all how this can, you know, affect your walk and ultimately your faith, okay? So even within like churches, you'll see people have, you know, issues with leadership or, you know, with anyone who is showing them in scripture of, you know, things that the Bible doesn't necessarily agree with. And we view it as if this is their opinion of this, you know, this is their view. This is this person saying this. This isn't the word of God, right? We view it as if this man in front of me is the one who is trying to stop me from having my fun or is getting in my way of the things that I want to do, right? Instead of seeing it as the word of God. And this stumps people in their walk because you disagree with the word because you disagree with the person. You disagree with the word because you take that person and you think that that person is the one who is saying these words, but when indeed it is the word of Yahweh, right? So you can see how this can get to a terrible, you know, position, right? And whenever you think that, you know, the Bible and everything that's in it was all man-made or things like that, you know, it puts you in a position where you block yourself off from that relationship that, you know, Yeshua wants us to have with him, because now you're not even reading the word, which shows you his character, his love, his ministry, the things that, you know, he cared about and the sacrifices that he made. You're rejecting all of that because of your own perceived you know, lens of what the Bible is and how it was put together, right? And it can just be very, very detrimental. But if you see it as the Word of God, and you see His character in it, you know, you'll be more open to listening to, you know, the guide rails he put up, you know, the protection he puts out in Proverbs and how to be wise and not to fall into sexual temptation and all of these different things that will protect you from wickedness, evil, and all that stuff like that. you know, you will be able to be more accepting of it because you know that it's coming from the Word of God. And you'll have way more reverence towards the things of God because you know that this is His Word and you esteem Him higher than men. So you will hold on tighter to it because you know that it's coming from royalty. And when I say royalty, I'm talking about the King of Kings. And, you know, it just overall betters it, right? So, I just want to, you know, just give you guys that little nugget there is, you know, the Bible and the Word of God is alive. It's speaking to people in so many different areas of their life. You can read the same scripture when you're 25, that you did when you were like 10, and you get something completely different out of it because it speaks to you in so many different ways. It's very helpful. It gives you even life tips, whether or not you even choose Christ or not. There's still wisdom nuggets in here that teaches you how to live life just better. It teaches you how to manage money. It teaches you how to be a great parent. All types of different things like that, you know. And you know, it just shows you that this Word of God is breathing and it is changing hearts and making hearts change and all different types of things like that. It's amazing to see how the Holy Spirit uses us through, you know, Yeshua and things like that. It's amazing. So if you have any questions, if you have anything to add to it, you know, let me know if you've seen this verse before. You know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Let me know if you've seen that verse. Let me know what else you probably got from it. Have you ran across someone who believed that all of the words of the Bible were words of men? And how did you see that go? You know, talk to me and let's, you know, do a part two to this. But before we, you know, close out and get to prayer, I am going to play an ad. So listen up. Without further ado, I'd like to close in prayer. Let's see if you can bow your heads and agree with the Spirit with me. Dear Holy Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for this message that went forth. Thank you for using me. I pray that you'll forgive all of us for our sins, all of the wrongdoings that we have done towards you and towards others. I pray that whenever we come to you, we'll come to you with a humble heart that's willing to receive what the Spirit has for us. Thank you so much for, you know, everything you've done for us. And if you don't do yet another thing, you've done more than enough. I pray that we'll give you the reverence you deserve. I pray that we'll focus on you and your Holy Spirit way more throughout our day. I pray that we'll see and perceive your word as it coming from you and not from men. And I pray that we'll continue to grow in our faith and in our trust in you and in our reverence towards you ultimately. Thank you so much for giving us the air that we breathe and the family that we have. I pray that if there's anyone listening in to this podcast, I pray that you bring them peace. I pray that you will, you know, reach them at the level that they can be reached, and that you'll continue to guide them to everlasting life. Thank you so much, and we love you. In the name of your Son Yeshua, we all say and pray, amen. Whoa, I forgot one thing, guys. Hey, I have a text blast that I send out daily to everyone who subscribes to it. It's daily inspiration and spiritual based. If you would like to be a part of that text blast, let me know and I will add you to the list. Currently, we have about 30 people who thoroughly enjoy it. And, you know, I'm just allowing the Spirit to use me on a day-to-day basis. If you would like to be a part of this, let me know. I will send you the instructions for you to get to be a part of it. So please just let me know and we will get this done. And thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. Catch you on the next episode, which I am About to record. Thank you.